open up our eyes to this concept. And to make us realize that each one of us here, I mean it, by the end of tonight, will feel that responsibility to go get one more guy to show up Wednesday night. Just one. And maybe we'll make a deal, a mifza, where two guys can get together to get one guy. Okay? And we'll see the kedusha afterwards. It's amazing what we're going to accomplish. So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, the first middle wide line, Lachain. It's not where the lines get the widest. It's right over here, Lachain. Okay? Got it? Over there? That's what we're up to? You got it? Lachain. It says over there in Yeshaya that Lachain, Hine Hashem, Mala Alem. Yeshaya was giving Nevuah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to come up on them as Mei Anar HaTzumim. Or Rabin as Melech Asher. That means that it was referring to Kali Yisrael, that they were going to be overcome by these waves, which means the king of Asher, which was Sancheiruf. Uksiv, and the pasuk continues, V'cholaf B'Yehuda Shata V'Ova Atzaver Yegia. And the water would get up like to the necks, meaning basically that the Novi was saying that Hashem wants to come and exile Kali Yisrael. And Sancheiruf was going to be the one to do it. So the Gemara asks, so why did Sancheiruv get punished? If he was just doing what he knew that the Navi Yeshaya was saying was supposed to happen, and that the Melech Asher was supposed to carry it out. So all Sancheiruv was doing was what Hashem wanted him to do. So what was, you know, why did he get punished? So the Gemara says, no. Navi Asura Shvatim is Navi. The Navi was giving it on the 10 Shvatim from Malchus Yisroel. They're going to be exiled. He went and he thought he'd even wipe out Malchi Yehuda, which was Chizkiyo, and from Yushalayim. That's where he went wrong. For that is why Chizkiyo got punished. And therefore, I'm not going to give over to the ones that tire themselves out on learning, toil in learning, to the one who oppresses it, to the one who pushes it down. I'm not going to give over a nation that's oyev in Torah to the one that oppresses it. What is, so the Gemara continues. My isavishin akal. In the beginning, it was easy. Arutz Zevulon, Arutz Naftali, that to take care of the lands of Zevulon Naftali. But achrin hichpid derech hayam ever ayadin galil agoyim. It was heavy. It was hard. Like the ones that went past through the Yamsuf and Galil HaGoyim. So what does this word mean? The Gemara explains, not like the first ones, which were the other 10 Shvatim, that they were weakened in Torah, that they deserved to be exiled, and they were taka exiled, and Sancheiruv wiped them out. Aval Acharonim, Malchi Yehuda, which was Chizkiya, Shechbidu Aleihem Ol Torah, V'ruin Aleihem Lasos Am Neis, which Kedai, Hashem says, to do a nace to them. Just like the ones who had the nace done when they went through the Yamsuf. The Yamsuf split twice. The times of Moshe Rabbeinu and times of Yeshua. Why? Because they were on such a high madrig in the nation that they were deserving of the splitting of the Yamsuf. So too, Chizkiyo and the people in Yerushalayim, Malchi Yehuda, were deserving of an ace. Because they were being oyev b'Torah. They were learning and toiling in Torah. And therefore they were zecher to be saved. Very good. But if not, I'll make him like the living stock of amongst the goyim. I'll wipe him out. What happened? He came to you. And he was going to, he camped there, he was going to go attack them. Hai Rishna al Hai Pardashna. Okay, now the Gemara is going to explain. This is a Lashon of, the Gemara is going to be Moshev and explain what was going on over here. It's a Lashon of what was going through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind. Acher Advarim Emes. It says, my Acher, I'm a Vinal Acher, Shekobat HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nishma. Hashem jumped and swore. Hashem Kaviyacha made a Shavua. I'm a Yaminu L'chol L'chizkir. my sinula was sacheret. If I would tell Chizkiya, this is what's going through Hashem's mind, so to speak. Kaviyachol. If I'm going to send, tell Chizkiya, I'm going to send sacheret to you. And I'm going to give him over to you. You'll conquer him. Hashta Amalai, he would tell me, I don't need it, and I don't want him. In other words, it's easy for me. Just let me continue to sit and learn Torah, and don't bring sacheret here at all. Just wipe him out someplace else. You're not going to bring him here for me to wipe him out by me. So, yeah, therefore, cover that could move over Nijma. Hashem jumped and swore to my sainele, I'm going to bring. That means he didn't want to tell Chizkiya, because Chizkiya would not want it to happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would then be caught stuck, because he wouldn't want to go against Chizkiya. So therefore he didn't ask Chizkiya, and he didn't tell Chizkiya. He said right away, I'm going to bring Sancheriv the way I said it. Okay? The way I want it is the way I'm going to have it. I want to break Sancheriv in my land. What happened was that he quickly went to be Mekayim what he wanted. He wanted to bring him here and wipe him out in his own land. And wipe out Sancheriv, you're going to go against my nation that's learning Torah, not the other 10 tribes. They deserved it. They weakened the Torah. But Malchi Yehuda, they deserve to be saved from this, quote, Holocaust. They're supposed to be saved from this. And you're going to come and try to wipe them out. It's not going to work. So I'm going to be here and I'm going to go to Yavich and Chavis. See, I tell you, if you have the Ebers of Chizkiyol, say, I tell you, they're going to be like trough. They're going to be like food. They're going to be wiped out and there for the taking for Chizkiyah and his people to just, quote, so to speak, enjoy the loot, that they're going to be wiped out right in front of Chizkiya, and Chizkiya will gain from them. He fell right before Chizkiya. He was the one Chizkiya created tremendous fire of Torah. Chizkiya was the one who created tremendous renaissance of Torah, a rebirth of Torah. Okay? She stuck a sword by the doorways of the base of Medrash. Anybody who doesn't learn Torah is going to get stuck by the sword. And Zu Bodku, Becherev Zu, Bodku, Midon Vad Beersheba, they checked from Don to Beersheba, the whole width and length of the land. Leimatsu Amoritz, they didn't find an Amoritz, Megibis Vad and Tifris, Leimatsu Tinek with Tinek, they didn't find a child, Ishvi Isha, Shalayim Bekin, Belichas Tum of Atara. There weren't Bekin in all of Halachas of Tum and Tara. Al Oise Ador Waimir, and on this door it said, we'll talk about the psukim the next time, but we'll start from this point the next time. I want to stop here for now. You can ask that question a lot of times, okay? And that's because we don't know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants in order for Mashiach to come. We don't know. I mean, we learned before that Mashiach was going to come. Remember we had the Gemara, which they wanted to make Chizkiya Melech Mashiach to begin with. And I said, there's a side. I'm not telling you. It's the same answer. There's a side where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring Mashiach when he wants to bring. What I want to point out from this Gemara is the fundamentals of the side that we all live by. That is like this. Torah, Liman HaTorah, is the only thing we have that differentiates us from the Ummah HaOlam and differentiates us within our own Olam, within our own group of people. There could be very good excuses, and we all know that sometimes we have those excuses, but there's no question that those that are oyif, they tire themselves out for limud haTorah, are going to get schar for everything and everyone going around them. That's the mitzvah. I want to limit you a little bit from the Shem Olam over here. We see that this is what happened over here. Why was Chizkiyahu saved? And he saved the whole Malchut Yehuda from Sanhedrin. Only because of Liman HaTorah. The credit of Liman HaTorah can't be measured. When we give up whatever we're doing, we come here at night to learn. I'm not trying to pat anybody on the back. That's not the job. The job is that if we really understood the Chaymer, how integral, how imperative it is for us to be sitting and learning Torah. So the guy that we sit next to in Shabbos, if we don't notice him in shul, we would say, look, I'm sure you must have a chavrusah someplace else, Baruch Hashem. Because it says in the Pasuk, in the Mishnah, the same Mishnah in Avos, it says, Aseh lecha rav, ukneh lecha chaver, one of the words right after that, Rabbi Dalek on the Kavchus. Same Mishnah. So therefore, everybody zecher is learning. But if in case you find one person that somehow fell through the cracks and he isn't learning, slap him this year. Bring him. Let him realize, the Chofetz Chaim says like this, that the frat, forget the limud haTorah, we're going to take it one step further tonight and talk about the limud b'chabur. When you have people that are learning together, this creates such a nachas ruach by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't know if sometimes our own hatzlachas during the day is because of that chabur that we have learning at night. He says like this. He says over here in the Shem Olam that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does an afkamina be mishalomid be yichidi. So we sit and learn, which is a tremendous thing. And there's a lot of good that has to be said about it. The fact that when you're home, and there are a lot of times when the only learning you can do is when you're by yourself. So what we're saying now is not to belittle that. That stands on its own feet. It stands on its own schus. I want to be mechazik this year. It's getting a little bit whatever. The Rav, he's been here many, many years. I don't know how many years he's been here. But since I met him last year, Pesach time, he's always lamented to me that he screams from the Baron Kodesh to say to him, what are you doing at night? What could you be? Why aren't you sitting and learning? Well, you work. So Sunday nights you're not working. And how about the legal holidays you're not working? And he said, I scream, and I'm talking to the rules. I don't get it. They're not showing up. And I used to think he was a very hard marker. And really, he just munds himself a lot, but I'm starting to realize the Rav knows what he's talking about. I mean, I never should have doubted it. But I guess when a new guy comes on the scene, he likes to see things for himself, but I never imagined. There's such a big Olam HaTorah. And the truth of the matter is this. I mean, he doesn't know I'm doing this, because he'd probably throw me out. But the shul office is such an amazing itinerary of learning on all levels, on all topics, on all hours in a day and night. Mommy, you could just take a pin and stick it into the hour. You'll zikha hit a shia sometime. And anybody who wants a chavrusa can go and ask and they'll set you up with a chavrusa. They're setting it up in such a bad way. Because what happens? If a guy would have died after 120 years, he comes up to Shemayim and he gets there and Hashem says, "Nu? Sakta b'Torah? Did you learn any Torah?" Well, I'll tell you, Hashem, I wanted to learn, but see, the shul I went to, they only had shia this hour to that hour, that hour to that hour. I was working today, but it was my family. What was I supposed to do? Well, you know, Hashem, I really wanted to, but I found the mother a little complicated. I really wanted to do a shnayis, or halacha, or a little tanya, something else. And they didn't offer it. So I wasn't able to. It was like a one-size-fits-all shul. I couldn't deal with it. And I said, I'm going to go and take out the tape and show you. Wait a minute. What time of the day was it? Oh, here we have every time of the day shayach. What limud was it? Oh, we got all of those lined up. You're running out of excuses. The shul is much better. Mommy's, it took away all action. We're all doomed. We either better show up to learn, or we better be ready to fend for ourselves. Because there ain't going to be any excuses. These mommy's not leaving us with any way out. That's what's coming out over here. problem is we're not happy. Says the Chofetz Chaim, the Ava Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaveh Leischar Al Zeh Mikol Mokim Leimichzav An Mili Seifa HaZachronis. A guy learns by Yechidi, HaKodesh Baruch Hu is going to give schar for that. Big schar. Says the Chofetz Chaim, Mikol Mokim Leimichzav An Mili Seifa HaZachronis. Whatever that Seifa HaZachronis is, that memory book, okay? It's not written in that book. You're going to get schar in this world, you're going to get schar in the next world. You're going to be a better person, you're going to be a bigger Talmud Chacham, and keep learning the Yechidus when you're at home, and you have nobody else to learn with, learn yourself. There's no doubt about it. But, says the Chofetz Chaim, Masha inke gishaloi mishaloi b'yechid, shenemar, like it says, nemar aleim, oz nidbu yu Hashem isha v'yeyu, v'yikosei v'sefez yikorin l'fonov, l'yiri Hashem l'choshe shemoi. It's going to be written in Sefer HaZachronis forever and ever and ever by a Kodesh Baruch Hu's private book. Yankel, you learned Bechabura. You came this year to learn Bechabura. Amazing stuff. The Kol Shekein, and this is going to really get you guys going. It got me very nervous. Kishalim Din Ba'asori Yachad. If you get 10 people, and we used to have 10, and now we don't. The Oz Kodmi Shechina, the Shechina gets up for Asya, Kedekziv, and Kim needs about the skill. The Shechina would be here if there were 10 people. And we're getting deprived because everybody else found something better to do. So, I think we should all be up in arms. Forget about protesting this. Let's go protest that. But we have a share, we had the Shechina sitting with us, and then you guys decided to be tired and not come. I think we should be mourning. Because Omer Chachamenu Zecharenu Levracha ain't Torah Nidnis Ela Bechabura. Fu Echad Me'abor Ushmoy Nidvarim Shat Torah Nidnis with one of the 48 things that you need for Torah to be Nidnis. Yeah, you can learn by yourself, it's good. You can do it. But the Ikka Lima should be Mitei Chabura. We'll learn Bechabura. We're learning Bechabura. We get from each other. It looks like I'm doing the talking because I'm doing the talking. If you all spoke at the same time, it'd be a problem. But I'm walking away. I have to prepare. I'm gaining more from preparing. We're all talking. I hear things that you guys say, and I'm a Kabbalah myself different Nukudis. It's the way it is. Mami's different Nukudis. I'm a Kabbalah myself. That's it. That's it, you know. That's it. My kids had a tie on me. We've been telling it to you for months, and you didn't listen. And now you tell my other guy, something you got to hear from the outsider. You know? But you get tremendous chizuk from different people. Kedisha b'Avos. Ubedi b'chaverim. Nesu isi anoshim shadar gal shadarim. People try to say, nah, I'll just sit myself. I don't want to be part of a chabura. I'll learn a daf gemara, a parak mishnayis. And it sounds good, and it's a big mitzvah. It's a big mitzvah. But what are you losing out, says the Chofetz Chaim? The Chofetz Chaim starts with a whole litany of things. One, by a chabura, you're going to be kevei itim. You're going to be kevei itim. Now, I can tell you on my end, it's a little easier. Because if I won't show up on a Monday night or Wednesday night, you'll know. I want you to know something, that if you don't show up, everybody knows too. Not any less. It's, you know, that's true, and you know that, and I know that. So this is mechazik us, that you know something, I'm really tired a little bit, but I better go, because everybody noticed that I'm not there. If I learn myself, so then I don't have to show up, I can be out of town, Zagazon, and no one knows the difference. Says the Chofetz Chaim, one, milo number one, is that you're going to be much stronger, because everybody's going to know when you're playing hooky. It's a tremendous thing. The Chofetz Chaim says this. The second thing is that if you're learning with people, you don't understand something, they can explain it to you. You're making a mistake. Someone says something to you. A guy has a question you didn't think of. Wow. It gives you a whole new slant on the Gemara, a whole new way of thinking. It's the way it works. You won't get that if you sat at home talking to in front of a mirror. The third thing he says is that through talking and learning and being Isaac and Torah, you get more Siyata Deshmaya. That there's more HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives b'shefa. Everybody's getting more. We don't realize it. That's because when we watch grass grow, do we see it growing? No. We just know that we got to come back in a month and then I'll cut it. Our hair grows, right? But we don't see it growing. Our beard gets longer. We got to get haircuts. Once every 6 months, we get a haircut. If we want to get a haircut, we know what we would look like. But we never saw it grow once. But it happens. Same thing. We're growing by learning the Chabura. We might not notice it today. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving on a Shef HaBrach of HaTzlacha. We have to be machadlik and learning. That is the only thing we have. Rabbi Victor Miller said over in a shiur that he gave 35 years ago. 1975, he gave a shiur. He said over, what happened between World War I and World War II? That there was a yurida in Chashivas HaTorah. People went, after the Tzionim, people went away from Torah. They decided to mingle with the local society. When Torah weakens, when the vitality, when the enthusiasm, when the fire gets put squashed, and we don't appreciate, we learn for an hour, we learn for 10 minutes, we did one halacha, we should dance all the way home. We don't do it, says Rav Vigdimah. In 1850, you could go to any town, there were no yeshivas then, you didn't need it. The houses were full of kedusha. You got your shemayim just from the baba, from the grandmother, from the saba, the savta, from the parents, from the ruach, the avir in the streets was your shemayim. People sat by the cashiers with their gemaras while they were working in the store to make a parnasa. There wasn't even a necessity for beis shakis until World War I, when the Jewish girls started mixing with the Polish and the other people in the towns, and they started going, drifting away from Yiddishkeit. We all know the story of how beis shakis started, if you ever read the books. With Sarah Schneider, that was in Krakow, and she had to run during World War I to Vienna, and when she was there, she heard a shiur from a rabbi, Dr. Lesch, and he realized that, wow, if the girls back at home would get the AP exposed to such chashivas HaTorah, their lives would change. She gave up being a seamstress, she came home, she started teaching, and the rest is history. But today, in 2012, we're not looking back at that. But it came from somewhere. Just like the world was created, the learning and the yeshiva of the beis shakis came from somewhere. HaKadosh Baruch Hu paved the road to Atlantic City so that you could stop off in Lakewood on the way. The problem is, how many of us miss the exit and keep going? That's what happens. And that's what we're missing, the exit. It's paved right to Shir, right to yeshiva, right to beis medrash. And we're missing the boat. And now we're out the shechina. We're losing so much. So Mela, it's incumbent upon us to grow the numbers for ourselves. The more kedusha, the more shechina, the more hatzlacha we're gonna have. Moshe like that. So Mela, we realize Chizkiya knew what he was doing. You know what it says? It says the Chavetz Chaim moves down. That she'ain Yisrael in the Golem, Klal Yisrael is not going to be Zeicha. Okay, here, he says over here, the Lashon Tanis Ben Yo says, the Acha Kol Metzuka Yisrael Tloy Yisrael Yizbu B'Seif Agurla. All the suffering we're going to go through at the end of Golos, before Mashiach, Lo Yizkuli Goyel. We're not going to get Mashiach. Elo B'Shchus Shaloyim and Toyah B'Chabura. Now look what we're being deprived. This is what he says. We're not going to get redeemed, not because of how much we're suffering. Not because we don't have a and we're down and out. We're all sitting and learning. That's why. So now, add that to the list. We don't have the Skinner by us because we don't have 10. And we also don't, we're not getting redeemed anytime soon. Don't we want to be part of bringing the redemption? Push it. But look what we're losing. And this is all royal adam the amit vizer. A person has to be mechazik himself. Ulzariv la'achirim gabkein. So if you're shumin achabura, and to be mezari your friends, that they shouldn't be perished. The yishem shemayim is ayva yodiv oz ashru loybazel baba. Happy are we, because we're gaining tremendously. This is what Chizkiyahu knew. You want to be saved from Sancheiriv. The Torah has to be made. What was the difference between World War Slobodka before World War I and Slobodka after World War I? Says that Avigdor Miller, there was 1,000 Talmidim before, 200 Talmidim after. Huh? That would sound pretty bad. He said, yeah, but before there was 800 people who really didn't want to be there. They just thought it was a status you had to be in the shiva. The 200, everyone of them wanted to be there. So there's quality, there's quantity. Today, in 2012, we're zeicher to a resurgence in Torah in quality and quantity. We have so much learning. I told you, just go through the schedule of the rabbis, the shiurim, the chavruses, and the times of day. Here, just here. Forget about it in all other places. There's so much available. The question is, if we're getting off at the exit, or we're missing it. That's the truth. Are we taking advantage of everything that we could? And look what we're going to get for it. It's a tremendous chus. So Melech, Chizkiyahu HaMelech understood this. So the Pasuk in Yeshayah says, I'm not going to go give. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, I'm not going to give over a nation that's oyev in Torah, that toils in Torah, over because of someone who's natzik, who oppresses Torah. So we have that to go with us into any argument, into anything. If we're learning Torah, if we're learning Torah, if we're oyezing in Torah, we shvitz, we work in Torah, Hashem is on our side. It doesn't mean you have a license to do stupid things, of course not. We're not talking about that. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in our corner. That's it. People who don't learn Torah, people who don't know about Torah. So our job is to be makar of them to Torah. Be makar of them. Enlighten them. Expose them to Torah. Let them see the zizkeit, the sweetness of Torah. Let them see what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting to do. I'm waiting to bring the Geula, but I don't see 10. I'm waiting to be part of your Chabura with my Shechina. I don't see it. You know, the old story, you get more bees with honey than with vinegar. Yeah. But enlightening, that's what he says. And he says, and he writes over here, in other words, sometimes you'll think, hey, you know something, there's a lot of people learning, and one rabbi's talking, I could be so doing so much more myself. It's bittul Torah. Bittul Torah. How can I come? I should come this year. You know how much? I only did 8 lines. I could have done 20 lines. Bittul Torah. Says the Chavetz Chaim, Al Yidekal. Don't worry about that at all. Because the Torah value says that the schar for learning Torah by Rabbim is mefakech oisei umoisei lechochma ubina. It will give you extra knowledge. You'll be able to do a lot more in the less time you're left over. You know, we could all finagle. We all have tremendous aches why it's not Kedai. But at the end of the day, you see Gemaras that tell us, the Kerech HaTer is amazing. Wednesday, Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to go into the next Gemara and continue to talk about Mitzvah to try to, you know, get the guilt feelings going. So we can get some more. Any aches? He tells me he screams until he's gluten-free.
Right.
I hear you.
It's roughly 1 minute.
Yeah, I don't know. It's rough.